take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to talk about. Your calls are the primary element, so we'll go to them. Cameron in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
Two things. First of all, I know you guys aren't big sports guys, but you are big radio guys. About a week and a half ago, I'm here in Philadelphia, about a week and a half ago, Harry Callis, who was a big radio guy for the Philadelphia Phillies, passed away. So
yep.
Just to mention him. But to get to my point, I don't know if you guys heard this story about Representative Jane Harman, a Democrat from California. Apparently, when they did this whole wiretapping thing a few years ago, she was a big proponent of it, and she supported it even though she was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it came out this week, she was being wiretapped, and guess what? She's not too happy about that.
She doesn't like that wiretapping stuff now that it's happening to her, does she?
No, not at all. And the best part is what they caught her saying on the wiretap. She was overheard agreeing to seek lenient treatment for two former employees of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee who were under investigation and later indicted for disclosing classified information. So here she is wiretapped, caught trying to help these convicted people who probably weren't even doing anything wrong in the first place, but she's still trying to use her power to get around it. And now she's saying that the government abused their power in listening to her phone calls, even though she, you know, was one of the government people that was behind this. This is ridiculous.
It's karma. Well, good. I'm glad, but I don't. Color me unsurprised.
So, any other thoughts for us?
No. That's all. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
All right, Cameron. Thanks for the heads up. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
You know, that's true for anybody who supports this wiretapping stuff. They don't want their phone tapped. It won't be my phone. It's just the terrorists. Now I wonder why it was, you know, why Ms. Harman was it a foreign call? We're told that none of this wiretapping stuff wasn't gonna go on unless it was a foreign call with, you know, foreign people and stuff like that. Those
doesn't sound too foreign. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. 800-259-9231. We continue here. If you've got something that you need to say that's secret, you need to take the steps that are necessary to ensure secrecy. If that means encrypting, then that's what you need to do.
It's getting harder and harder in today's world, but that's, we have to stay ahead of the technology, I guess.
Well, you can't just expect that no one is listening. I mean, even if you're on a cell phone or whatever, most people can't tune into cell phones with the police scanner, but the police can tune into cell phones if they want to. All they have to do is call your cell phone company and say, record all this guy's calls, and they can listen to them at their leisure. So it's up to you to ensure privacy. We continue here and talk to Grant in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Grant.
Hey, the subject you're talking about is kind of related to what I want to talk about. I'm actually calling about conspiracy theories.
So, okay, what about them?
I don't know. I thought I'd get out in the open first that, I'm one of those people that think that JFK was murdered by, I don't know, the government. I think that 9/11 was to some extent masterminded by the federal government. And
so what if it's all true?
What?
What if it's all true?
Well, I mean, don't you think that matters to some extent whether the government is, you know, committing murder against the country?
You know,
they are. I know they are.
Yeah,
I know they are. Without whether or not those conspiracy theories are true or not, they're doing it in Iraq. They're doing it all over the world. They're doing it in an open, overt, imperialist manner. And whether or not they did it in a sneaky manner on a couple of occasions is kind of irrelevant at that point. And once you realize that they're criminal in almost everything they do, then it seems kind of trivial.
Well, yeah, I agree with you that what we do around the world is actually criminal. But I don't think, like, the average person looks at what we do around the world and says, hey, that's really terrible. I mean, they're kind of...
I don't think the average person believes conspiracy theories or cares about them either.
I mean, if you could prove to somebody that, you know, the federal government murder their own citizens.
But I, mean, but I can prove to them that they're committing murder around the world because I've got, you know, like there's documented proof. It's every, it's not even, it wouldn't be disputable. So what you're trying to do with the conspiracy theories is you're trying to, you know, talk to them about some of these facts that conspiracy theorists have called up, and then they'll be rebutted with facts by popular mechanics or whomever, and then you'll be like, no, 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 not that, and you know, it just goes, it's this cycle where people are required to sort of pick a side, and that doesn't really make much sense.
Well, what about the millions of Americans that are locked up every year and have their lives stolen from them, perhaps not having their lives taken from them completely, as in murder, but having, you know, years of their lives ripped away from them by having to sit and rot in a jail cell for possessing marijuana or doing some other consensual act that has been deemed a crime? You don't think that's persuasive to people either?
Well, I don't think most people, I mean, when they look at marijuana, they say, well, I don't think they view it as a terrible thing that the government puts them in jail for.
So you believe the only thing that can persuade people to come to the understanding that government hurts people and is evil is to bring up conspiracy theories to them?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's the only way, but I think I think it has merit.
I kind of think Mark nailed it. I mean, if you look at the dialogue so far with conspiracy theorists, if you take the average conspiracy theorist talking to someone who's not part of the choir and they're having a discussion, it seems to fall on deaf ears. And so at some point, I don't know why you would at some point expect that to change. It doesn't seem to make any difference.
Still there?
Yeah.
See you. Any other thoughts?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I mean, I agree. I don't know what else to say.
What do you agree with?
I mean, there's not a whole lot that can be gained from talking about it if you're just going to be dismissed as a nut. But I mean, if you look at the conspiracy theories, I mean, some of it's just a lot of nonsense. But I mean, to some extent, it's what's wrong with the world is like there's an elite group of bankers that try to, you know, control everybody. I mean, I don't know.
You can't, I'm not going to dispute with you that the bankers have certainly made a mess of things and that they're certainly in it for themselves. I agree with that. I don't know that necessarily we know their names and that we know what groups they meet or that those groups don't have competition or anything like that.
Or if they were behind 9/11 or whatever, right?
Would you agree that some people come to the understanding that we need liberty, that that's the only solution to the problems that we have through, you know, talking about the things that we talk about here on Free Talk Live, and some people come through conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
So what I guess my thought here is, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, I'm just wondering, like, what would be the benefit to calling Free Talk Live and talking about conspiracy theories if we're trying to convert people from one angle, whereas the conspiracy theory shows are trying to convert people from another angle? I mean, call a conspiracy theory show. Talk to them about it.
I don't have any of those around here.
Yeah. You're kind of torn. You're either talking to the choir, or your statements are falling on deaf ears. It seems like. I mean, I think the bankers controlling the world—that's pretty overt. I don't think there's much of a conspiracy to that. I mean,
I don't think like that.
If you look at the wealthy people, and if you look at the nature of government, the wealthy are always going to control it. If that power is centralized like that, it's going to be under the control of those powerful people. You know, they're going to through lobbying, through owning a lot of stuff that has influence in one way or another. So I think that's just the nature of the beast.
Good luck out there, Cameron. Thanks for the call. To our Grant, rather. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I understand. When you come across something that excites you, whether it be a conspiracy theory or whether it be the ideas of liberty, you want to bring those concepts to as many minds as you possibly can. You want to spread the idea that was so exciting to you. It's just that I personally find the conspiracy theory viewpoint to be defeatist. I find it to be counterproductive, and it's never been anything that has interested me as far as bringing people on board with the message of freedom.
Well, there are different levels of these conspiracy theories. I guess
he acknowledged that.
Right, he did, and I guess we're conspiracy theorists if you're talking about we believe that the international bankers are controlling the economies of the world and attempting to extract as much wealth for themselves through those economies. I guess we are too, but you're right. They are defeated. You know, they at some point or another get defeatist to the point where the Bilderbergers are going to control everything and they're going to wipe us all out.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Personally, I prefer to stay positive and have a positive vision for what's going to happen in the future as opposed to this bleak future that many of the conspiracy theorists support. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show. You dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours totally free. right there at freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Join the Free State Project at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th, for a weekend of freedom and fun in New Hampshire. Early bird registration only $15. Go to porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, PORCFEST.com. As we go to your phone calls, talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. I wanted to ask you why you still believe in the Easter Bunny.
Who believes in the Easter Bunny?
Apparently you guys do. You keep talking about how the Easter Bunny's doing this and the Easter Bunny's doing that.
What do you mean by that?
And, well, amongst us, we of course realize, maybe not so much Mark, but...
we're working on it.
Yeah. Amongst us, we realize that there's no such thing as government. It's a total fiction. And I like to liken it to the Easter Bunny. When you're talking to a four-year-old, you tell them, you know, oh, the Easter Bunny's going to bring you candy, and he's putting all those eggs in the yard for you. And that's fine when you're talking to a four-year-old. But when you're talking with an adult, you say, you know, hey, we went out and took those Easter eggs, and we stuck them out there in the yard, and we put them under the berries, and the kids
sure.
cleaned them out, and they had fun looking for them. So we need to... try, I think, to bring our level up to an adult conversation, and we need to, you know, I realize that a lot of the callers are going to be the four-year-olds, and they're going to understand, they're going to be believing in the Easter Bunny, and you have to gently bring them into the reality. But amongst ourselves, we should always refer to the government as a fiction and refer to reality being that men are doing these things, and each of these men has a name. And I would like to point you to a website that I've mentioned in the past, and you said that you've even been there before with Jack and Sneeb, and it's nogovforme.net. And that's the number four.
Nogovforme.net. And what is
right.
on that website?
Well, there's a link there specifically that I'm going to be referring to, and it's called Can We Ever Get Out of Anarchy? Because in reality, when you come into the real world and you stop living in the Easter Bunny world, you realize that we always live in anarchy. There is no such thing as government. It's a total fiction. And the only question is what kind of anarchy is that we live in. And this particular document is by Edward Cruzan, Department of Government, New Mexico State University. And anyway, he says, do we ever get out of government? One of the things in there, he concludes, and it's very short, it's just one sentence, but he says, in short, society is always in anarchy. A government only abolishes anarchy among what are called subjects or citizens, but among those who rule, anarchy prevails. So we really can't say that the government builds the road. We can say that, you know, Joe Blow of the road department has gone out there with his crew of Jack, Bob, and Jill, and they put together the road. But you can't really say that the government did it. And as far as anarchy goes, the people at the top are always arguing and fighting and not following any rules. So we still have anarchy, but those people all have names. And this is one thing I'm trying to get people to realize is that they've got to point to people and name the names, you know, that George Bush did this or Obama did this or whoever did that. You know, we need to start naming these people so that we can someday hold them accountable. I don't know how that's going to occur, but, you know, it normally, in the normal course of event, what usually happens is mobs of people drag people out and string them up from trees. That's how they're normally brought to account.
I don't know if I support that particular
view. I don't support that. I think that forgiveness and you know, once we become enlightened enough to realize we can live under a you know, a state of liberty, whether it's you know, a small government or whether it's no government at all.
You can't have liberty in small government.
Yeah, whatever. I think that, you know, once we come to that enlightened level, hopefully we're at an enlightened level where we realize stringing people up that we allowed to do this in the first place, you know, that's not justice.
That's great, and I would love to see that happen, but, you know, we're talking about real life here, and
yep.
people don't normally wake up like that, so they're not normally enlightened.
I think
you're just saying it's the normal form of events for
yep.
people to get angry and take their anger out on the people who cause them misery. So in that normal form of events, this is typically how it plays out. You saw that with Saddam Hussein, when the guys who finally got into power over there, and they had the power to pull that rope and around his neck and jerk that lever that dropped the platform. They did it. You know, it had nothing to do with any kind of government or official authority. They just they were angry at him, and they hung the guy. So, I mean, that's just the way things work.
I think it can be a little confusing to people when you describe it that way. I think you have a very good point, though. The way I would maybe just describe it a little bit different is there are these institutions and these organizations, and their claim to authority, which we in the know often refer to as the state. It's the state that is a fiction. That's totally a contrivance, and that's where they claim the authority in order to have these special rights other people don't have, to engage in things that are otherwise considered criminal, that any logical person would look at and say that's criminal behavior, but they make an exception for themselves to be able to do that. So I think once you free your mind and see it for what it really is, then then government action, these institutions that we refer to as government, their actions are indistinguishable from crime. And so you're just looking at the world and going, and when people love to ask that question, is anarchy possible? And I always talk about anarchy as a state of mind, not as a state of society, because it's an individualist philosophy. And when people say, is anarchy possible? Then what they're essentially saying is it, to an anarchist, someone who has achieved that state of mind, you look at government and go, it's indistinguishable from crime. So you look and say, if is anarchy possible? That's like saying, is it possible to have a world where there is no crime? And I'm like, I don't know. That sounds like a utopia, and I don't know if that sort of utopia is possible. But I do know that if I want, if I'm opposed to crime and I want as little crime as possible, I have to be opposed to all crime. I can't say we need a little bit of crime.
If you look at this from the other point of view and go to that website and look at that link, it makes it pretty clear that not only is anarchy possible, we already live in anarchy. So
because the government people are criminals and they're performing criminal acts on innocent people, therefore those criminal acts are essentially evidence that we're still in a system of anarchy, right?
But these believers in government are always criminals because they never have legitimate authority. So therefore, you cannot live in anything but anarchy. We live in anarchy now, we've lived in anarchy in the past, and we're going to live in anarchy in the future. The only question is, are you aware of the fact that you're living in anarchy and those people who claim to have some authority don't have it? See, we do now live in anarchy. It's just that most people believe in the Easter Bunny, and they think that there is actually some kind of authority there. It's all in education. That's what I try to do, is educate people to the reality that there's no authority, and therefore we already live in anarchy.
Great point tonight, Gene. Thanks for making them. 800-259-9231. Well, I guess the difference between you and Gene is that you believe it's a personal thing, whereas he's looking at it from the state of society.
Yeah, I think that describes it pretty well. I mean, it's a state of mind, just seeing the world for what it really is, and anarchy is not a state of society. It's contradictory.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind or comment on this or anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
No, many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells. Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, all completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, first I want to tell you about SACL. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do early out billing, as well as purchasing charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to keep your money, collect your money rather, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. All right, we go back to your phone calls. Matt is in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple of short stories for you. First off, I was in the doctor's office a couple days back, and there was a woman sitting there, and I struck up a conversation. She told me about a nephew of hers out in California who was murdered.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
And apparently what happened was he got into an accident with somebody, and they were both drunk. And they both had a couple of drunk driving convictions.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided not to get the police involved. And the one gentleman drove her nephew home, apparently, and then proceeded to murder him.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was telling me they haven't found this guy yet. Police kind of put all this together from evidence that they found at the scene of the crime, at the scene of the accident, etc. But I looked at her and I told her, you realize that if people weren't so afraid of the drunk driving laws, that they would have called the police to the scene, or in a perfect world, you know, the protection agencies,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been dealt with right there, and this couldn't have happened. And that's partially the government's fault for all their drunk driving laws. And she said, yeah, in California, the rate, I think, is 0.08, same in Illinois, same everywhere. Mm-hmm. But she also said the first the punishment for a first-time drunk driver is a $10,000 fine.
Wow.
Gosh.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe that.
Right. It doesn't matter if you get if you actually do any damage, if anybody's been harmed. It's just that if you're, you know, if you've got over 0.08 in your bloodstream, then $10,000. It's crazy.
That is that's nuts. And I guess this kid, she told me he'd been caught drunk driving twice.
Oh no.
Also, she told me his job was a well-paying job. He was a beer designer. He would design tastes for beers, different tastes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, he probably got drunk quite often at work, tasting beers. You know, if 0.08
is considered drunk,
is legally drunk, he probably had 0.08 in his system a lot, and wasn't really drunk. He probably, you know, because he get used to it.
Sure. So he did something a little unusual to try to get out of the impending drunk driving charge that would have come had he called the police, and as a result, somebody took his life. Bizarre. What a sad story.
And then my daughter has a guinea pig here in Illinois, and she actually has two, and one of them's dying of cancer. I was over at her place, and I was listening to this little thing, and it's crying.
Hmm.
It's in pain. You can tell it's in pain. I asked her.
Is this a medical marijuana story?
No. Okay. I suppose. I asked her, I said, why don't you take it and put it to sleep? And she says it's too expensive.
Really?
I said, it's not that expensive. I think, you know, that's like $50 for the shot or whatever. She goes, oh, no, it's not the shot. She says, it's the funeral costs.
What?
Funeral costs?
That's what I said. And she goes, well, in Illinois, and I didn't know this. She says, in Illinois, when you put an animal to sleep, you can't take it home and bury it.
What?
It has to be buried by, you know, by like a funeral for pets.
Illinois is sounding more and more ridiculous.
It's illegal to put a dead animal in your yard.
Wow. So if you take your gerbil into the vet and have it put asleep, the vet then has to take care of that body and take it to some sort of state-approved funeral facility?
Or something like that.
How much does that cost?
I don't know. She was talking about a couple $100.
Wow.
And, I didn't really look into it. I just believed her. But we have buried several animals in our backyard. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But
yeah.
But we haven't taken it to the vet,
right?
To have them put to sleep. They just died, and we buried them there.
Mm-hmm.
So
your choice is to spend big bucks to have your animal put through the system, the death system, for lack of a better term, or to just allow them to suffer until they die if you happen to not be able to afford something like that. Because a lot of people that have pets aren't necessarily of the greatest means.
Sure.
I mean, people just love their animals.
Sure.
And they'll do whatever it takes to have an animal, but it doesn't mean that they're ready to drop $250 on a funeral or a grave plot in some sort of animal graveyard.
And it just goes to show how much the state cares about your animals and its suffering. Apparently they're really humanitarian out there in Springfield, Illinois, where they make these laws.
I thank you for the call tonight, Matt. I appreciate the stories, and, well, they're not really exactly uppers, but there you have them. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, there's right now there's talk at Keene State. They're trying to get a law passed, or not a law, maybe a local ordinance or something that charges won't be pursued, drug charges won't be pursued if someone calls the hospital because someone's overdosing or something like that.
It's really?
Another case where people are being harmed, I mean, dying because of the drug war. because they're afraid of going to jail, and they'll end up dying from an overdose before they'd actually seek medical help. And that's why for what drug problems there are, the solution is never making it illegal. If it's a medical problem, if there's an addiction problem, making it illegal does not solve that problem.
Yeah, it just drives the users underground, and as you're pointing out, it makes it so they don't want to stick their heads up and be spotted as a drug user. They don't want to possibly face time in jail. They certainly don't want to be outed as a drug user because there could be problems with their job as a result of that. And it's not because there's anything inherently wrong with using drugs. It's just because it's illegal. And so therefore, there are people within society who have determined that, well, if it's illegal and you're doing something that's illegal, then there's something wrong with that. I disagree, of course. I think that people should be able to medicate themselves and alter their states, and they're going to do it anyway, regardless of its illegality. So
that illegality on marijuana hasn't been working.
It's just making it a lot less safe by making it illegal or a lot more dangerous, particularly if someone's experimenting with, the substances aren't all the same.
Sure.
Comparing marijuana to something like heroin or cocaine is it's ridiculous. So, but regardless, whatever substances someone has chosen to partake of, if they're doing it illegally, now if something happens, then it's a death sentence. And is that appropriate, because they're afraid to call the hospital?
I had a Salvia article here at some point. Maybe I'll be able to pull it up in a bit. In the meantime, we go to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Stephen, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight champion. He won the title somewhere around 1908-ish. I'm not sure exactly when. He was the one, if you've ever heard the expression, the Great White Hope. The concept of the Great White Hope was developed by boxing promoters back then because they were so infuriated that a black man was the heavyweight champ that they were looking for a white guy to unseat him. I hear the music, I'll wait.
Okay, we're going to find out what that story is all about here, talking about the first black boxing champion here in moments, 800-259-9231. Not sure where it's going, but we'll find out. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Economic news coming up here as malls seem to be going out of business, or at least the businesses within the malls at this point. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com. You enjoy the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is that you need to buy. They probably sell it in dozens of categories with free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time at amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're telling us about the first black heavyweight boxing champion. What was his name again?
Jack Johnson.
His name was Jack Johnson.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
You know, little footnote, I'm less nervous tonight talking about this subject than I usually am when I call in, because boxing is something that's near and dear to my heart, especially the classic boxing.
Okay.
Never mind that. Jack Johnson won the heavyweight championship, and when he did, there was riots. People were so upset.
Yep.
And the boxing promoter started looking for the Great White Hope, the white man who could unseat Johnson. A lot of these Great White Hopes got their brains beat out by Johnson because he was just that good.
Nice.
Johnson was arrested for transporting they couldn't beat him in the ring. So what happened was they ran to the government. He was arrested for transporting a white woman across state lines for immoral purposes. The way the law read was any time a black man who wasn't a licensed chauffeur was transporting a white woman across state lines, it necessarily was for immoral purposes. And in fact, they considered it to be a crime against nature.
Wow, that is sick.
So he later married this woman, and when that happened, the case fell apart. They couldn't get a jury to convict, and they just kind of dropped the charges. Well, they found out that a couple years earlier, prior to meeting her, he had another white girlfriend. That's the other thing about Johnson, too, by the way. He was flamboyant. You know, if he had been a good little, I don't want to use the N-word, but if he had been a good little, you know, black guy saying, yes, Amasa, and all that stuff, they probably would have left him alone, but he was flamboyant. He liked jazz. He drove around in a fancy car. He wore fancy clothes. He dated white women. Back to the story, they had found out that earlier, a few years earlier, he had transported another white woman across state lines, again, for moral purposes. They arrested him, and he ran off to Mexico after losing the heavyweight title to Jess Willard. He ran off to Mexico. He finally gave himself up and served 10 years in prison and had a blot on his record for the rest of his life. Well, he died in 1946. And no president since then has granted him any kind of a pardon. Now, John McCain is working with the great niece of Jack Johnson, I forget her name, to get a resolution in the Senate to ask Obama to please give this guy a posthumous pardon. He should have never been, you know, he should have never been arrested in the first place. He needs to be pardoned. I'm not usually the guy who is into calling your senator and all that crap, but I did today. I called those two worthless idiots, and I asked them, please, can you support McCain in this pardon of this guy for this heinous crime?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd rather have people, scumbags like John McCain and the other politicians, spending their time working to pardon people than
exactly.
working to oppress. But the guy's already dead, so I'm not sure what good it's going to do.
You know, I thought of that too, but I guess the family's just really torn up about it. You know, they're still it's haunting them to this day. And I actually knew the great grandson of Jess Willard, the guy who won his the belt from Johnson. So that's just a little side note. But, you know, but people think about this stuff. I mean, this guy Willard that I knew was still torn up that his granddad was beaten so savagely by Jack Dempsey when he lost his title. You know?
When I hear about things like this, when we look back on it now, and all three of us in the studio here are just shocked, you know, our jaws drop. But that was the reality of the time. And
mm-hmm.
I look back on, whenever I hear a story like this, I wish people would think the same way and go, what are we doing now that 20 years from now, 40 years, 60 years from now, we'll look back on and just go, my God, how barbaric we were.
Right.
Leading in the state.
Know,
right. One thing.
Right. Well,
absolutely.
That's one thing. And when I was a liberal, one of my favorite authors, writers, thinkers was Carl Sagan. And I confess I still do like a lot of his stuff. And he actually said exactly what you just said, Dale. You know, people look upon historical occurrences and figures and say, oh, what savages, what barbarians. But what are 100 years from now, what are they going to think about us? Are we going to be considered savages because we throw people in jail for smoking pot?
Well, we don't do that. They do.
Right. Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, certainly looking back, I expect that to be the case, and hopefully they'll look back on people like us and say, wow, these are the pioneers in the new abolitionist movement, the new movement to abolish slavery completely from this mm-hmm. earth, because it hasn't gone away. It's only changed forms to a much more subtle and much more effective version of slavery, and that's what we're dealing with today, where everyone is enslaved to this concept known as the state, or as Gene, the Christian anarchist, would posit, you know, this legal fiction that is really nothing more than other men and women that are imposing their will on their neighbors. They're aggressing against their neighbors, and it's that aggression that I think people will look back on and say, what were they thinking? And maybe they'll also look back and say, imaginary lines in the sand, and what were they thinking? Why would they hate somebody for being born on a different plot of land? I think that's another one that people need to get over.
You know, I had a dream the other night. I usually don't dream about these kind of things. I usually have more pleasant dreams. But I had a dream that I was peering into the window of a classroom in the future. You know, I don't know how far, 1,000 years, or I don't know, is obviously way in the future. And the only part of the dream I can remember is the teacher saying, there was a time and there was a country called the United States, and in that country, people believed that only the government could provide education, and the whole class just erupted with laughter.
that's a neat vision. I just wonder if we'll have such things as classrooms in another 1,000 years.
Right, yeah, that's true. Good point.
Thanks, dude, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I think some people like the lecture experience. And
really?
Well, I can tell you it's an easy way to learn if you in fact believe that you're going to learn that way. But I can tell you that I don't remember that much from school. Then again,
yeah.
I don't remember that much from the books that I've read either.
Sure.
So I'm not sure what it seems to me that if it's important enough that I want to learn about it, I will consume that book and I will teach myself in that manner. But, I think to some extent people like the lecture experience, and, that's fine, but it doesn't need to be had for everything.
Who would like something like that? I guess there's probably somebody out there that would like it. Did either of you enjoy being lectured at when you were in school?
School was miserable just about from day one to the final day of it.
I found those classes to be the absolute most intolerable, where the teacher would essentially put up they have these overhead machines where the light shines and you can use the see-through paper thing. I don't know. They still have those in school? Anyway, they have these overhead machines where they can project paperwork up onto this, a white screen. And the teacher would just go down this list of notes, and it was your job to copy the notes all class period long. It was just the worst.
I understand where you're saying. It's not teaching you to think. It's just sort of like funnel feeding you. It's and I think it's even a stretch to call it an education. Like the government's providing something. It's an indoctrination process. They're crushing your individuality and telling you how to fit in and what you're supposed to do and how you, you know, everything about, they're trying to shape who you are, and you are supposed to be the primary force in shaping who you are and who you become.
Well, you're certainly, I think that you have a better chance of learning some things. Some certain people are going to have better chances of learning things when they see it, hear it, and write it. And that's what the lecture experience is supposed to give you. But that's, not every lecture is run. What's that?
It's a bunch of crap, you ask me.
Okay, that's your opinion.
It's them spouting out a bunch of information and calling it
learning. You're taking the worst of your lecture experiences and calling it a lecture experience. No, they're not all like that. I've actually had teachers that, you know, do participatory stuff. And
lecturing is where you hand down information.
A lecture is anything where there's one person in charge and they're distributing the information in that manner.
I think to the extent that it's participatory, then there really is something going on. You actually have the students thinking about what's being taught about.
Then you can have hear, see, write, and experience, which I believe to be the most powerful way of doing it. So, are you looking at the word lecture?
Yes, I am, and it is an oral presentation, and it's a one-way method of communication. So, not any sort of interactive experience.
Okay, well, under this umbrella of lecture experience, when I was telling, I believe that some people learn that way better, prefer that, than I was including participatory class stuff where they ask questions and they go back and forth and they ask you, you know, what you're thinking about it and that kind of thing. I don't know what terminology one would use to describe that experience, but I know it exists because I've had it. So if you don't want to call that a lecture, fine. It's not a lecture. It's whatever you want to call it, but it works.
Yeah, I mean, that might be like participatory education or something like that. I don't know. I mean, if anybody actually enjoyed the experience of being lectured to having somebody standing in front of a class and spewing information, handing it down to you and expecting and calling that learning, calling that education, and enjoyed that process, if you enjoyed that, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I found it intolerable. 1-800-259-9231, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here, the mall situation in America. It is a dire one. We'll explain and take your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction. Contact with Chaos by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.